The Two Winters, written October 8th, 2011. Winter is coming, sending its careful warnings on distant mountain peaks, irrefutable stains of white on summer's high playfields, slow and relentless constriction of youth's limitless vision. The snow steals the spaces I roamed. From high summer pasture slopes, I looked out over everything, held it in my eyes, and searched the farthest corners of the valley. All was seen, all was beautiful. There comes, too, another winter, and it does not hide itself. Everyone sees it before you, but they are too polite to say so. The marks lie on your clothing, on the little unkempt symbols of things forgotten or neglected. They betray a relentless defoliating of what you could do each day. Exploits are stolen one by one. At least I wrote of these things and locked memories into words, for my feet traveled the four corners of Asia in their day. Much was seen. And yes, it was beautiful. I sit in the valley, waiting for the snow to come down and imprison the streets, one by one. Let it come. I have so many winter projects to do. I shall receive the cold kiss of winter and pour out ink from bundles of pens. From my room, I shall see not the valley, but all the world. I sit alone, tasting in frequent company. When I act, I now stumble. When I think, I walk through a new fog. You made your bed, now sleep in it, they said. Yes, indeed, I will. In time, I will sit on sofas alone in rooms of steel, receiving, embracing the coldness of solitude, and wander the years and places alone from the sanctuary of my mind, itself diminishing. I will do these things, for I chose this bed, and I like it.